speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our studies together are very simply the Word of God itself. We believe that if we speak, we must speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. We believe that in Proverbs 23:23 we're instructed to buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding, and certainly that's what we desire on this program. Jesus said, go teach all nations. Baptize them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hence, that's our intent. We hope it is your desire. Our question that we have discussed this week, will there be a rapture in 1988? Well, the answer has been no. There will not be a rapture any time, because this is from the fanciful theories of men, even found in the 88 reasons why the rapture could be in 1988, put out recently by the World Bible Society for September the 12th through the 14th. But we learned that their date came, their date passed, as so many others in the past have done, and no rapture, no second coming of Christ. Now, it did not mean that it could not have happened during that time, for we do not know the time nor the hour that the Son of Man comes. But we know one thing for sure, they don't know that either, my friends. They do not believe what the Bible says, that the coming of the Lord will be visible. And yet Revelation 1:7 and Acts 1:11 so states that very clearly. They try to make some kind of a theory out of the 70 weeks of Daniel, and yet their theory does not hold up with the things which are revealed there. So these distinctions also concerning Christ coming for the saints and His coming with the saints, which does not have anything to do with the rapture, and that we should see very clearly. The Lord will not come after a thousand-year reign upon the earth for the judgment, but rather the judgment will be when the Lord comes. Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that cometh the judgment. Now, the rapture idea is false because it denies also the plain teaching of our Lord concerning the final day, in which all shall be judged. Not just the few that may be righteous, but Jesus said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in their grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation. John 5:28-29. Mr. Wisenot, along with all dispensationalists, tries to fit 1,000 years or more into this 1 hour. That's what the Lord would say, and that's what we must say, and that's not what we ought to listen to from premillennialists. This is, and there is, but one resurrection to come. All, both good and evil, will be raised. Paul spoke of a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust, in Acts 24:15. Now to the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven, with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Now note, when Christ comes again, at the same time the righteous will receive rest, with those who know not God and obey not the gospel will be punished with everlasting destruction. Christ will not return a third and a fourth time. So the premillennial theory and all of its tenets of rapture is completely false. We're glad you're listening. We're hopeful that it's been helpful to you.